Van Holmberg's Morning Sickness. The 98 KUPD.
It's 98 KUPD. Already we're off and running. Chris Kattan is in the room. You remember him from Saturday Night Live, Corky Romano, Night at the Roxbury, so many other things. But there he is right now in our room, and he's going to the Tempe Improv this week. And that mic right there, the red one, this one's no good. Sorry about that. And Chris is here at the Tempe Improv, 480-921-9877, tempeimprov.com. Promises big surprises from the trunk he drags out
big
on stage.
Surprises.
Big surprises.
Huge.
By the way, I have to take credit for something right away.
Please do.
In your world, as you entered our studio. For the very first time, we've been here for 17 years, never seen Chris Kattan in the studio, so we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
It says, and I got multiple emails, and I did not do this, so you can thank me later. Okay. Please, please play Chris Kattan's What Is Love song when he walks in.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be tired of radio shows doing that. Yeah. So I did not do that in honor of the fact
Hardaway, the artist. Hardaway.
I have no idea.
Hardaway. Not that I need to correct
his name.
Right. So you're welcome.
Apparently, thank you. I guess in Black Panther, which I've not seen, there's a scene where
they do that?
Bad guy sings, "What is love? Baby, don't hurt me." Yeah.
And they're not doing the dance in Black Panther. It would be a departure from the...
I don't know. I don't know if he's bopping his head, but he's singing it.
That's pretty great.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Strange.
Because people were asking, you go to do it. I'm like, well, how hack is that if I bring Chris Kattan into like every other radio station in the country?
People do it.
I know.
People have done it. And they're like, hey, isn't that great? Look what we did.
How creative are we?
Yeah. I mean, that's like...
It's like us dressing in just suspenders and like a little
pants. Where's the little capuchin cap? Yeah. Don't you always wear that?
Yeah. handing you apples to eat.
Come on.
People need to knock it off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's so obvious.
Right,
it's
but so it is terrible. That's what makes the obvious part so terrible.
Well, it's a little inconsiderate.
Let's call him out by name. Who's done it here in Phoenix? Since you've done the rounds. Nobody yet? Okay, good.
Everyone but
just
you.
Wait.
Everyone but us so far.
No, I mean, when you see the show, I do talk about my characters, and I do
sure.
impressions, and I do bop my head for a moment, and
but probably
you can't help that.
You will get
a taste of
Chris Kattan, but
you get a little taste of everything.
I don't need to be doing that to you. That's your deal.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'll do it if I have to.
You don't need that.
If there's a considerable amount of money you're talking, maybe.
How much is the amount that makes you put the suit on
the suit?
Let me ask this, because this is the worst scenario ever.
Sure.
A morning television show, local,
yeah,
wants to gussy you up in the gear and make you do the thing.
Right.
What's the fee?
$47,000.
There we go.
You've broken it down
to
$47,000 if Fox 10 decides to say we've got this.
That gets you 5 minutes.
How long do you
Not
get?
Even.
No way. You just get the first few.
Well, actually, there is like a fee, too, because it's like so.
Of course there is.
I don't know what it is, but, you know.
I think
really
you're lowballing at 47. I think you should go for at least six figures for
Some people, I mean, compared to some people, and they're, you know, they're, even their appearances are like so much, you know.
Well, you need to boost that up.
I don't know how much it is to have the Gypsy Kings at your wedding, but, you know, it's probably a lot.
Probably not.
Right?
Unless you catch them, it depends on where your wedding is. You know, if they happen to be in the town that day and you get them.
I got to admire anybody that says, I'll give you $47,000 if, because you know that's exactly how much they've got. They don't have anything more than
probably.
That. They're icing and draining their whole account.
It's like the dude in Brunei.
Well,
like, how much?
Really
$1 million. Okay.
Yeah exactly.
I'm going to fly over.
Well, if you really, really wanted that to happen, you would pay $47,000.
Absolutely.
And that's not much for people who really want to see it.
Not at all. Yeah. Now, $5 million would you carry Senator Trent Frank's baby? I don't know why that lady's complaining.
Sure.
I mean, that seems like a reasonable fee, doesn't it? Like, if you offered me I'm a man and I'd do it.
I think so.
Anybody that says I've got $5 million if you, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I don't care what the next sentence is. I'm like, I
put on a suit. I put on my head and hold the baby.
You would actually
be a manny for 5 years.
Okay. For $5 million?
Exactly. No, not 5 years. I would not do that.
You would do that for five years? $1 million a year?
Well,
that's not bad.
It would take away from a lot of other work.
Would it?
I would think so. My schedule would be
That's a full time.
The baby.
You could take it with.
Well, then I have to employ other people
to
carry
the baby.
It could be part of the props.
That's true. I could just.
Cut into it. 5 years might be too much. Chris might be right.
Heavy.
After taxes, you might be right.
No,
I'm not watching
the whole thing. You don't even see the money in the end.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, the agents get it. The baby's parents.
Everybody gets a 15%. And you're left with all this footage of you holding a baby.
Yeah, that you didn't even want in the first place.
$10,000 a year for this baby.
Probably that's
not enough.
It's just not cutting it. Chris Kattan's at the Tempe Improv this weekend, 480-921. 9877. You mentioned, because I asked you off the air, you had an injury that we talk or not talk about, but you've got a book coming out that will explain.
I do have a book. It's called Baby Don't Hurt Me is the name of the book. And, it talks a lot about my injury where I broke my neck and I had 4 surgeries, which discounted a great deal about, you know, why I my career kind of
went. You went away for a little
while. And, you know. And when I did come back, I didn't look great, and people were like, "Hey, he looks terrible."
Well, I saw you on TMZ once.
TMZ
and I remember
is a wonderful way of like
they get the best shots.
They love you know, jumping in there and making you look worse.
Right, and you're crunchy getting off an airplane,
fantastic.
And the guy says something like, "Are
he's
you drunk?"
He's drunk. He's on the plane. He's like, freaking out.
And you just said, "I'm just
I had bad back," and then they're making fun of me like,
right. What does it make you feel like?
You know, I broke my neck. Well, you know what's so funny is after Dancing with the Stars where it actually had to come out because I had to admit it and say that, hey, I broke my neck. And the judge is like, oh, we already judged you too late. And they're like, oh, nobody told us.
And they wouldn't spin the paddle. You're so stiff.
The producers, they're like, you're so stiff. It's like, well, I broke my neck. And you just saw it in the monitor.
Right.
And they're like, oh, when did that happen? Like, I just said it in the monitor if you weren't – I mean, you weren't looking, obviously. Yeah. It's so,
but
like,
Bruno
so bright.
Told you
Bruno's such
electrically.
A bad guy.
He was electrically telling you were stiff.
Yeah, he was, like, saying, like, oh, it was like Roxbury at the Hangover. Or what?
Well, they made fun of you.
Yeah, they
I
made
didn't
fun
see that
of me,
part.
Yeah.
I remember watching.
And then I guess their way of feeling bad and guilty about it is just not saying anything.
And then voting you off so you just get out of our face.
Yeah, it was – it's really
– was that a good experience?
Not a good show. I never thought it was good.
Yeah.
And then I went on like, you know, it might be fun to dance and learn some moves, but I didn't know I'd be –
Ridiculed and felt terrible about
injuries. Yeah, which is always fun.
Right. Yeah. When you say I'm not up to snuff here, I'm doing the best I can, and they're like, you look drunk,
and they're like, hey, great. We won't tell the judges that. And
right.
Then they'll ridicule you and kick you off.
Do you blame Bergeron? I blame Bergeron.
Yeah, I guess.
It's got to be his fault. He's the face of the show. Would you go back if they said, hey, now that we know?
You know, I did. It's funny. I went back to do a show, a Family Feud, a Celebrity Family Feud, not too long ago, and I had a great time there. And it had the same producer there, and she didn't look at me in the face at all. She kind of looked like someone who was guilty for like crapping on your lawn or something.
She just couldn't look at me.
Horribly embarrassed.
Didn't quite look at me. Yeah, and I don't know what it was. I read into it like, oh, maybe she doesn't want to do it with me. And then I realized, oh, wait, maybe she probably feels bad.
Terrible. Did you walk by her after one and go, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I did not. I should have done that.
Oh, he's hurting. No one listens to me.
No one listens to me, my back. Judge me for
judge me on
my
content of my character.
Yeah, why don't you give
pain?
Me a 2 based on this?
They gave you 2s? How low did you go?
I think it was like a 4 or something.
A 4?
Yeah, it was really bad. And
how was your partner?
But, you could have stood still and gotten a 4.
But she also made me look like I was a cripple or something. She was like, well, we'll take it. We're like, how do you feel now? Are you okay? You know, just like, I'm fine. Don't talk to me like that. But she was, otherwise, she was great. I had a great time.
Yeah.
She was awesome. But, you know.
Yeah, it was just tough for you. That's not easy to jump back into the public eye that
time. Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
When did the injury happen? We won't get into details because it'll be a book thing. But when
it was in 2002, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah,
You just sold a book, surgery. Chris Kattan. I'm curious now.
Yeah.
What else?
Most of the stuff in the book is about SNL and behind the curtain stuff. I mean, it doesn't put anybody down.
We
appreciate people more. I'm sorry, what?
We've heard some tales over from some other people on SNL.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm in a fight with Cyril Hammond right now.
Are you?
The two of us are in a fight.
Oh, I had no idea.
We were fine.
Well, a fight that you didn't know about.
I didn't know we were in a fight. Yeah. We're in a fight. Daryl Hammond and I, he pushed me.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
And he's very weak, so it was an odd push. He is. He's not a strong man.
God, I thought he'd be stronger than that.
You'd think, but he was. No, and he pushed me.
What was it with the fight about?
I do some impressions, and he liked my impressions, so we were doing them back and forth, and everything was fine.
The year before.
Yeah, he asked me for tapes of things, and like he wanted me to send them to him. I'm like, fine.
Like tapes of what?
Just George Bush and a couple other things I was doing.
Of you doing it?
Yeah, and so we were just I thought we were hitting it off as somebody, and he found a couple that I that he liked of mine, and I'm like, I admired him. And then so I'm friends with Frank Caliendo, who lives in town.
Okay.
And we went to go see him at the Improv, and I'm waiting at the top of the stairs, and Daryl went by, and he goes, hey, man, what's going on? I said, hey, just waiting for Frank here. Frank Caliendo's coming. He goes, why? And I'm like, oh, he's here to judge you. And then his face changed because I was just kidding.
Right.
His face changed, and he goes, why did you say that? And he pushed me, and he walked away, and he evidently wasn't going to do the show and anything else until I left. And then,
and even after that, I thought, oh, he's kidding, right?
He's kidding. No, he wanted nothing to do with Frank.
Weird.
Yeah. So is he always that way?
We add that to your book. When me.
He's not pushed you?
Well, you know, Gerald was an interesting guy. He's always been incredibly nice and
yeah,
talented.
Super nice.
But he
strange.
We didn't know. I mean, I didn't even read his book, but I heard from a friend about his book, and I've heard from you know, on talk shows and stuff that it's, you know, he had a lot of issues.
Yeah. He opened himself up.
He did.
Yeah, I did not.
No, he cut his arm open
so
badly.
The thing is that
once.
None of us knew that was happening.
No
on the
kidding.
Show.
Because he was rushed to the hospital. I guess evidently he told us this.
I knew that he went to the hospital, but
yeah,
nobody
didn't know
knew why.
No kidding.
You know, so that's the thing about SNL that was really kind of lame. Like, even when I, you know, I just, it was, you know.
You couldn't get close to anybody, could you?
Well, no, you could. I mean, I was great friends with Jimmy and Will and especially Jimmy, you know. We were really close, and we still are, but you know, it wasn't so much that. It was just, you know, Daryl in particular was, you know, and Molly I was really close with, and
right.
Amy and
but just
Tina
a strange
and,
vibe
like,
with the
but
people.
But Daryl was just standoffish. But there's nothing wrong with that. He was a total pro, and everybody has their way of their lives. And but you know, we did not know that he was doing heroin.
All, so nobody knew he was doing what he was doing.
No,
was the
not
drugs,
at all.
And he was a cutter.
Yeah,
which
no,
is crazy.
That's very that's.
Yeah. He was talking about the stalkers that he had too. That he had to go out, you know, at some of this is after the fact. But
right.
he was afraid for his life.
The tunnel in the NBC building that,
yeah. and he got all paranoid because they were going to kill him because he was Clinton. It was crazy.
Oh.
So, and I'm always fascinated.
I wouldn't
by
be
this.
Surprised at that, but it's so he kept it to himself, you know.
Because everybody who's been on Saturday Night Live
has a
different perspective of how it went. Because Jim Brewer's book is wildly different
right.
than what yours will be or what anybody else's.
Mine's very raw.
Yeah.
I mean, there's situations that was in that was very, you know, it's kind of surprising to hear, you know. I just want to save it for the book. But, you know, things about the Roxbury and the and Lorne and how him, you know, ways that he – things he wanted me to
manipulation
whatever.
Of certain things. Well, read the book. You're selling a book, Chris.
Yeah,
you're selling my. This
there's
is
a lot of like you know stuff like oh that's why you know a lot of stuff.
No kidding.
And nobody talks about my generation of people. You know, there. You know, the cast was and it was a great cast.
Yeah.
It was you know Will, Tina.
It brought it back.
Jimmy, Seth, Amy, Molly. You know, it was
and
a,
you did what nine
Tracy.
Years? 8 or 9 years.
There's a lot of stuff
memorable
about Tracy
characters
in the book.
Out of that. You know
oh
that
was yeah.
Yeah, it was a great book. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, you've already sold the book.
I mean, it's done, but I can't like
well, it's, yeah, so do you think anybody be mad at you?
Well, who?
Any of the cast members will read this and get
I don't
upset?
Think cast members will be mad. I think
Lorne maybe?
Lorne might be, yeah. I don't think he'll be upset. I think he'll be like, what the f-? You know, he might be
might get
little,
one of those.
Well, there's
would
be
he,
some,
would he call? Or send you a message or anything
well, you know,
like
I'm going to give advance copies to some people because I do want to avoid legal or just make sure,
right.
you know, of things. So I don't know what's going to happen towards a couple people and stories that are so obvious
oh, really?
That we all know about, but nobody in the public knows about.
No kidding.
So,
man,
you know.
If you sold a book.
So all it is
it
like
out?
I just happen to say, okay, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
Most people are like, oh, no, that's something you never should say. And I say, well, I'm going to say it. I don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah. Do you feel like you kind of need to say it for your own good?
Well, regarding my injuries and all that stuff, you know, and the surgeries, yeah, that's part I need to say.
Yeah.
You know.
To get it off. What people think of you. It's got
to
be tough.
To know
right?
why, you know, people are like, what happened to you? Like, where were you in
were
the last
you 20
years?
Yeah. Were you, you know,
right, you know,
piss so, somebody off?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, no, I was, you know, I had surgery and 4 times, you know, and when you're doing, having, you know, post-op. You know, you're out of commission for
you're not messing around with
6 months.
These aren't shoulder surgeries
taking, you know, Percocets all day and all that crap.
So
did you have to go through that? Did you have to wean off of that?
Yeah, you have to do that. I mean, when you have surgery, you have to take pain meds.
Yep.
You know, that's how it is. So you don't look great after
Chris, I can barely read.
People take fees, you know.
I can barely read and I'm going to get your book. You've sold the book.
You know, the cool thing
brilliant, brilliant job. You've been perfect selling the book today. It's a beautiful
well,
job.
Well, mostly about SNL and, of course, my upbringing and all that crap. And
it was a good upbringing?
Yeah. My dad was one of the founders of the Groundlings, so I got to hang out there. Yeah, so I got to hang out when I was 8 years old and see, like, Paul Rubens, create Pee Wee Herman, and Phil Hartman
and all those. You were a kid when that was
going. I was a child watching all that happen. And, you know, and it
comedy kid
talks about that a lot about the origination, you know, of the Groundlings.
That's
too. So
yeah, cause people don't
the
know.
The book's packed with stuff. It's like the publishers when they got it back were like, "Holy crap, this is fantastic!" And they're like, "We want to make sure that the notes they gave back were like, you know, specific." And they said, "You know, there's no bad news. They just said there's going to be some work just to make sure." Some of these things are accurate, but the good news of this is that this book is probably going to be one of the more exceptional comedy autobios ever.
That's great.
That was their opinion. So
well, that sounds awesome.
So yeah,
everybody's curious about what goes on behind the scenes.
There's a lot of that. I mean, for example, it gets into the whole. For example, there's one episode it talks about, which is the Jim Carrey Roxbury, situation.
I remember that,
when he hosted and that whole week and how it went down and. Or when Farley hosted, and how that happened.
Well, was that true that Chris Rock was standing by just in case on the Farley hosting one?
Yeah, and Farley, he was going to do a Roxbury guy too, you know. But in the read-through, you know, he started, when he was bopping his head, blood was coming out of his nose, you know. It was really intense.
No kidding.
No. I mean, that's just a story.
Yeah, but how do you sit at that table?
See, like me telling that story, everyone knew that happened, but nobody's
no
told
one knew
that.
That part. Yeah, how do you sit at that room?
I mean,
and say,
it was he's a sweetheart of a guy, but that's the situation that happened.
But because of really that, bad. Don't you sit and say to yourself, guys, we have to stop this show like immediately and help this man? Or is it just too far gone?
It wasn't happening while he's performing. It happened at the read-through.
That's what I'm saying, though. Even at the read-through, you're like, what do we do?
That's the weird thing about showbiz.
You just general, go.
Show must go on.
Yeah. Show must go on, you know. But there is a fine line, you know. Yeah. Obviously, someone's going to really hurt themselves. Something's
crazy. And there's all, every now and then someone probably steps away like, I can't do this. You know. I mean,
well, then let me start with this intervention. This is your cigarette butt. I had our producer go pick this up.
Don't you tell?
I watched you.
My dog is here.
Stomp this out on our patio.
Well,
and
I was
leave
told,
it there.
This gentleman who drove me
Brad.
Said, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah,
I said,
of course.
No,
yeah,
I do not want to.
But if he said,
"Spoil this fine
spoil
property,"
this fine
and
property.
You were fighting. Well, exactly you were fighting, but you still in
oh,
the end.
We got in a fight. I slapped him.
I saw the fight, but you still did not go back and pick this up.
I pushed him harder than Daryl Hammett would push anyone.
Well, that was a feather. There was nothing to that push. I was a little worried that he
no
was.
No wonder we didn't see the movement.
I thought
did
he was
like,
falling
push
down.
You, like, did he like push you in the throat like slightly? Like, ow, nails.
No, that would have been
his
intimidating.
His girlfriend came back out.
Yeah,
she like, what did she do?
That's when he knew, something.
She came back
on.
And she goes, I wish you hadn't have said that. I'm I was kidding.
Wow.
I didn't know a comedian wasn't going to.
He's a sweetheart of a guy.
He was so nice, but I didn't know he was that sensitive.
But touched a button.
Well, I would have been really intimidated had he just reached up and lightly pushed my throat.
Yeah. Well, if you see me push you, get back.
You'll know.
Oh, I would I would scratch your nose accidentally. I'd be like,
you'd leave a mark.
Get out of here. And shove you and then accidentally I'm sorry, I hurt your neck.
You'll have snot bubbles coming out.
Parliament's Chris?
I get so mad, I spit out.
Oh, like venom.
When I spit talk, you jump.
Yeah, it's just,
get out of my
Are you a spit fighter?
Yeah, I spit. I always spit.
On purpose?
Well, no. It's part of the fight. I'm stand over there, you're going to get spit on. That's my execution. Put this blindfold on and I'm going to spit on you.
Now, do you get
you have any last words?
Parliament, forget though? Really? You're smoking Parliament.
That's what this gentleman gave me.
You smoke Parliaments? You're handing them to you travel
funkadelic.
With celebrities for crying
out. Let me roll my own. And the man goes, here's a Parliament. I was like, you fool. And I pushed him. And I spit
in the throat
him.
And give
my
him a spit.
Good man.
Spit, but you still
I said my good man, too. I said,
well, now it makes sense.
My good man.
Yes. Good day to you and your cigarette,
good day to you and your cigarette. Your Parliament.
Yeah, Parliament.
What is this?
Parliament's good spit word, though.
Scratch you.
Yeah, scratch you and I will spit on you and it will infect. we left it. So we're going to eBay this celebrity cigarette butt.
You'll get something.
You think $4. You think $4, that's all we're looking
for. My autograph is $30 or $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you, do you
By the way, at the show, I do sell autographs for $10.
That's perfect.
And I take photos for free.
So can we sign the soiled napkin with the butt?
Soiled napkin.
Would you like
I was here
And I was here, but people may go, this is not his butt.
Sign the butt.
I seen the butt.
We can sign the butt.
I can only make it up to CHR.
I didn't say what you had. Nobody knows.
We'll say initials.
We'll say you passed out.
You should do that for every
mid-signing.
Well, then that's making a rumor, and that might hurt
right,
my career.
But that'll make this worth more.
TMZ will be like, we heard.
Could you imagine? He's at it again.
We flew in, and we wanted to see this butt. Yeah. He's at it again.
This half-signed butt, Catan's back on the bottle.
Yeah, it looked like he was shaky when he was doing it. So we got
couldn't even finish his name. He passed out. He got lightheaded. And it'll be good for both of us. You'll get all this free attention.
Well, the elevation here in
exactly.
Tempe.
Exactly. We're at 1,200, 1,300 feet. It could be trouble.
Yeah, I can't finish the cigar. I'm passing out. Let me
sign
this.
Night at the Brokesbury.
You're relatively.
Night at the Brokesbury.
He's done.
Brokesbury.
A very shaky Chris Catan lost consciousness.
He's all shaky. Cokehead Romano.
Do you have a... do you hand your signature out sparingly? Do you not
what
like?
Do you mean?
Well, I mean, because it makes it more valuable if you don't do it all the time. I watched an Antiques Roadshow. Cy Young signed too many things.
Well, I do at the show like $10 right. for an autograph.
But how many?
But I sign like pictures. There's a picture of me and Will bopping her head. I don't know, something like that.
So what? is there anything that people bring to you? You're like, I'm not signing that.
Like someone's, like
body areas.
Yeah, body areas. Yeah.
Or the pubic bone is off limits.
Yeah, like your foreskin.
Oh,
from
shoot.
The past.
There goes
my artificial hip.
This is my, can you sign my divorce papers?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I would sign those. But
you,
of course. Yeah, but there's
can
nothing.
You sign this area that Daryl Hammond pushed?
Yeah, can you sign this affidavit?
This, my sternum.
This witness's report.
Sign my sternum.
That you saw that.
You sign my Black Panther ticket.
Has there been something people have that you've signed? You're like, I wasn't anywhere. I wasn't part of
it. Somebody's giving me a breast or something like that. Yeah. But late, I don't want to do it because the hashtag and me too.
But you don't have to touch it.
No, I don't. But
the Sharpie's good enough.
Yeah, but I understand that too.
Right.
I don't.
You might get in trouble. Like, he signed my boob.
Yeah, but only.
And I don't want to.
Like, he raped my breast
it
with
fell
a
out.
Pen.
Yeah. Yeah, my boob fell out.
Yeah.
And well, Chris Catan immediately signed it.
Yeah.
Without permission.
I was on the floor and I fell down and helpless drunk and he drugged me and then my boob fell out and he signed it.
He painted me while I was drunk.
Cokie Romano and Daryl Hammond knocked me down.
He signed me. He filled me up with the zinc.
Yeah. So I don't think that's something you need to worry about. People just all of a sudden
that
saying,
happens here a lot?
He signed my boob without my permission. Nobody's going to believe her.
Look, I have evidence. CHR. And he stopped.
Yeah, whoever commits a crime and then autographs.
TMZ was there.
Let me sign that.
TMZ flew in again.
Let me sign
here.
That harassment.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Let me get this megaphone.
We got to make this thing worth some money, though. This cigarette butt is $4. We can get this thing up to $40.
Oh, yeah, it might be more than that. It might be seven.
Seven or eight
Let's
bucks.
Let's get a sawbuck.
Yeah, we can give that. What's your charity? What's your favorite charity?
Well, there's one for Haiti that I like.
All right, well, donate the $7 to them.
That'll help them out.
That's a lot of money.
I'll give them at least seven other butts.
That's where they get some cigarettes out of the deal.
Yeah.
Chris Catan, everybody needs to smoke. You
sure.
Know? I don't.
Well, why not? Especially just butts.
Yeah, you're
it's
only
more attractive
butts.
Just to smoke butts. The long thing is like, ugh. Yeah,
we show off.
God, how long is that going to take?
Yeah.
With a monocle.
I love that, yeah. And spats.
What kind of old timey fashion would you like to come back that you would try to
like
bring
a
in?
Look?
Yeah, a look, a hat, a monocle, a cane,
the hula skirt.
Oh yeah, you think those, were they ever in?
Huge.
Is that ever
huge? Huge.
Nope.
Chris Catan may be performing.
Not even in Hawaii.
No.
Can't even wear that.
Yeah, you
unless
can't,
you're a woman that wants your breasts to fall out and you want it signed.
That's right, and you will do that generously.
I'll do it.
Would you do that for free or boobs free?
Not free.
Still $10.
Again, that's $47. Well, that $47.
Oh, it's $47 for to sign a boob.
Oh, yes.
I had my wife once, Steve Nash, Phoenix Suns, and we're under the facility there at the arena, and he walks by, and we're there, and the players are supposed to autograph for this particular group of VIPs, and I told my wife, I'm like, have him sign your boobs just to see if he'll do it.
Right.
And Steve Nash walks by, and my wife's in kind of a low-cut tank top, and she said, will you sign here? And she pushed them together, and he goes, I would. If my daughter wasn't right next to me, we couldn't see it like a 6-year-old girl.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, and I just went, you whore. This woman is a tramp, Jeez, Steven.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's like usually his daughter loves that.
Right.
And he's in that
Daddy
band.
Daddy, do it.
Crosby, Stills, and Steve Nash.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're new. Just a Canadian version. It's very
different
good.
Twist.
Very good. Chris
Love
Catan.
The one you're with. Batting average.
Hey.
Well, he's not a batter.
That's
he's
right.
Not
he's basketball.
What
do you like basketball?
I guess I do now. No, I do. I like the Dodgers. I mean, I guess. Well, whatever.
Brady's
I like the Lakers are doing well, but you don't care, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They're not doing that well.
They won something.
Yeah, they won a game or two. Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Hey, Kobe, he's not there.
You've set a low bar for just a few wins for the season, calling that good play.
Well, you know, I was actually in a cab on the way to the airport saying, hey, the Lakers won. Do you know that? Like, no, I don't know. They won. Listen. Yeah, I heard. You just told me. No, but listen. On the radio, it's like, they won. Yeah. Exactly what you just told me.
Hey,
That's your update? That's your sports update?
It was the AM sports station.
I always get updates from my kid. Hey, it's 76 degrees? Yeah, you just told me. Yeah, but listen to the radio. And in Anaheim, it's 76 degrees.
Nailed it.
Hey, did you hit a Dell Hammond push somebody?
You get the same guy every time.
He knows about the Hammond incident?
Yeah, every cab guy sounds the same. Hey, yeah. I can't believe I'm picking you up again. Is this the same cab driver? Nope, but we all sound the same.
Chris Kattan's at the Tempe Improv this
weekend. You ever wear a hula dress?
They're coming back.
It's 480-921.
I signed my cigarette butt.
9877, TempeImprov.com. What do you want to tell
the world?
I
totally interrupted the way
to
buy
tickets. No, it's fine. Yeah, 480-921-9877, TempeImprov.com. Chris Kattan, relatively new to the comedy stand-up thing.
Well,
six, seven years,
but going great. I mean, I'm better than I thought I would be.
Did you have low bar there, too? Were you a Lakers expectation?
They only wanted Laker humor.
Well, when you get pushed off the stage the first couple of times and got over that.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, by the cabbie?
We need this room.
You opened for the cabbie.
I'm parking here. So a cigarette butt, you can sting on stage.
That was his first gig for the Checker Company, cab company.
You got a corporate
Christmas
gig.
Party.
Yeah. The Zuba thing, I'm taking it out on you. I'm angry.
It's your character.
Out of business.
The miserably angry cab driver.
Like, Uber, Scrooba. I'll get you.
Scrooba.
Scrooba. Get in the car. I know where I'm going.
I like that he's a robotic Johnny cab guy.
Don't sign a tit unless my daughter's here.
Damn it. Anyway, it's Chris Kattan, Tim Pamprov. Leave people with something that they can remember you by today.
I can't do anything.
Words of wisdom. Anything? Something you live your life by?
If you bop your head, just be present.
There you go.
All right. Be present during a head bop.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice thing.
Oh, I should do my
Don't lose your head.
By the way, don't lose your head. Yeah. Be yourself.
You should do what?
I don't know.
Tag? You have a tagline?
I was going to say Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Chris Kattan. If you're like...
Yeah, what's the last thing you tweeted?
I said, hey, I'm walking here.
People needed to know.
It's 76 degrees.
Did I tell you?
It's 76 degrees where I am right now. That's 2 days ago.
Current temp, pretty good.
Oh, that's funny.
My
Instagram is Chris Kattan Official, and I have a YouTube channel that's doing very badly.
Is it poor?
Four subscribers.
It is not going well.
No, it's okay. It just started. I don't know how to do these things.
What's your first submission on YouTube? You've got a show coming out you're playing Eric Roberts' son?
What?
Somebody
I did a movie, yeah.
Is it over?
I've done a couple movies. The movie's still being shot.
I watched something that someone...
I don't know if it was son. I played something. It's
someone
some,
else
it's
told
some
that...
Did it was a test tube baby son?
No, it was an interview with someone else that said Kattan's doing this thing where he's playing the son of, I thought, Eric Roberts.
I don't know. I guess so. Eric Roberts is in it, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
You got 47 grand. It was easy money.
It was 76 degrees the whole time. It was no, but I did shoot a movie like that. I have a couple of things coming out. There's movies I do, and then I'm like, "Is that
you
coming
forget
out?"
Forget you did them.
I did.
This lends credibility.
I got, did
there
some
he
of them.
Goes. Yeah, he's
this
out
is
of
the
can.
TMZ
yeah,
thing again.
I don't remember my own film.
No, but there is one movie that is supposed to be good that I was in called Tales from the Crib, and it was from. I'm not kidding. You were going, huh? Uh-huh. But there was. It's from the same guys who made Tales from the Hood, like 15 years ago, and that was actually good.
Right, yeah.
It is a Tales from the Crypt, so there's four, six stories like that.
Evil
and
babies.
They have to get like a, hey, yeah. If you...
It's not Evil Babies?
I can't do it again. But, you know, they have the Crypt Master in there introducing the story, so I'm one of the stories.
The Crib Master.
The Crib. Cribbed.
Yeah, it's
you know,
crib.
Tales from the Crypt.
Well, we're not talking about baby
Crypt. Keeper, thank you.
Yeah. The Crib Keeper.
The Crib Keeper, and it's like a big studio movie, and one of the stories I'm in.
But it's an urban version. That's why it's from the crib.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm thinking of infants.
I don't have blackface or something.
Well, I would hope that you're going to get TMZ will be all over you.
We shot the first day in blackface, and it just didn't go
It didn't
well.
Take.
I signed a cigarette in blackface.
Yeah. The test audience hated it.
They did not like me. What happened to your career? Well, that affected everything.
I got drunk, got in blackface, and TMZ was all over
Yeah, that was bad.
That was
I signed it in blackface. 76 degrees.
Chris Kattan at 10 p.m. Prep. Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Awesome. And that book is – you sold some books, my friend, because that's
the cool thing about the book.
Baby Don't Hurt Me.
When's it come out?
December.
Oh, geez.
Or
I'll forget about it by then.
A stocking stuffer.
Man. I know. A stocking stuffer. This looks like a book.
And I don't want a book for Christmas.
Why not?
No, because I want toys and stuff that's fun. I don't want to read about Chris Kattan.
The cool thing about the book, he's such a big prop comic that there's a middle section that's pop out.
Okay, well, that is cool. But I don't want
it pops out. It says 7-6.
I don't want it. It's 76 degrees right now.
Leaving Chris Farley popping
out. How hot is this book?
Are there bloody Chris Farley drawings?
It's like you flip the pages and,
and little ribbon shoots
bloods
out.
Come out.
Red ribbons.
A ribbon. Yeah.
You got to put them back
have red,
in.
Though. It's puce.
No, try to get that out earlier. I don't want to spend my holidays reading about sad stories at the Saturday Night Live that are so dark holidays. They make me laugh.
I love this short attention span conversation.
Oh, we're terrible. Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway,
it could go on for years.
It could, and it has 17 of them.
It gives you a headache at the end of the day, too. Like, I just had a conversation with you guys, and I have a headache.
Yeah, let's get that book out midsummer. Give me something to do.
Yeah, let's speed it up.
Yeah, let's hurry that up. That's not a holiday fair. Right. I don't want that.
Right when Black Panther starts dying. At the
right,
block,
exactly.
Before the next Lakers win.
Get them out of the way.
Let's get out.
Yeah. Three more games.
Chris Kattan, thank you.
In the playoffs. Nope, but they won.
You're not helping my ADD. It's Chris Kattan, everybody, at the Tempe Improv. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?